This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle spring, the second week of the apple blossom moon. I believe, wrote the poet Robinson Jeffers, I believe that the universe is one being. And all its parts are different expressions of the same energy, and they are all in communication with each other. Therefore, they're parts of one organic whole. Under the spell of middle spring, it's not so very difficult to feel part of that one being, to sense that we express its energy and hope. Because this is the week of pale violets in the lawn and vast patches of bright dandelions along the roadside, serviceberry and red-flowered quince and star magnolia and decorative pears, crabapples, peach trees, ash, sugar maples, and plums send out blossoms all over the town and countryside. Hyacinths and pushkinias and windflowers, early tulips and middle daffodils and bleeding hearts bloom in the garden. Swamp buttercups and cowslip and toad trilliums and Jacob's ladder join the earliest woodland wildflowers, the hepatica and twin leaf and violet cress. And humans are not separate from such a landscape. And what if the universe really might be one being, and what if we are really part of a universal whole? What can anybody do with such an idea? Robinson Jeffers answers, I think, he says, that one may contribute ever so slightly to the beauty of things by making one's own life and environment beautiful so far as one's power reaches. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle spring. In the meantime, imitate spring. So far as your power reaches, make beauty in your life and space.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.